The New World Order and the Finger Lakes Connection. November the 3rd, Mohawk Nation News. The New World Order is polluting the Finger Lakes, which is the source of all major rivers in northeastern United States. It is also the source of the greatest true democracy in the world that came from the Iroquois Confederacy. The Confederacy and its allies still maintain unceded sovereignty over the Western Hemisphere. Obviously, Hunter Biden wants to show by his tattoo of the Finger Lakes on his back that he is part of the source of the pollution that is entering the water system in eastern United States. See story below. Our Mother Earth and creation have not been asked about this unnatural white man invented New World Order plan from Klaus Schwab. Our mother and creation have all the say. No one wants to go to war with nature because they will lose. To set up the New World Order, the indigenous people of Turtle Island will have to be removed so as to turn Turtle Island into terra nullius, unoccupied land. Then they think that they will own our land and all the resources. Not so. Our ancestors warned us of this day. Don't let them put those 5G wires all over your head. The 1% wealthy elite think that they're going to run the New World Order with their polluted and twisted minds. Critics are going to be moved into dissenter camps across Turtle Island, North America, and throughout the world. We are the spiritual, true owners of Turtle Island, the Western Hemisphere. They want us disappeared. They're not sure how to do it. They avoid making a covenant of peace and have a hands-off relationship with us. We will tell them to stay in their ship and we will stay in our canoe. We're sad and alarmed that US, Canada, and others are being taken in by lies coming from the New World Order. The invaders have no good purpose in life because they've cut themselves off from their own Aboriginal roots throughout the world. They've always tried to cut us from ours. They cannot reattach themselves to nature because they go back to their own homelands and they cannot reattach themselves to nature unless they go back to their own homelands and regain their connection to their ancestors. They don't belong here. Things must be settled with us based on the Great Peace, and the damage done to our Mother Earth must be fixed. We're sad to see people walking around Walmart, wearing masks, walking in circles, not knowing where they're going. Their eyes are empty as they don't know what's going to happen next. Our feet are rooted in the ground and we know who we are. The elites are planning to rule all humanity through the financialization of nature. A leaf cannot turn into a dollar bill. True wealth is the good things that one does for other people. It's impossible for anyone to steal and patent all of the planet's biodiversity, including the oceans. Such idiotic nonsense. This is how distorted minds see the natural world. Making deals with each other to eventually sell each other out. When they get what they want, they become even more possessive and greedy with each other and everybody. Canadian Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden support the New World Order. They think that somehow they'll become kings with their own thrones. In fact, they'll be lapdogs for the New World Order masters. Our Mother Earth and the natural power of creation will fight them if they don't live by nature's laws. They will become sick and die. We don't have to accept the New World Order fascism, the fear-mongering, the smartphones, the DNA editing, the walk into their transhuman hell. We will not be taken over, even in the smallest way. We will not give up our own personal sovereignty of our body, mind, and energy. Promises of jobs for everybody, 24-hour surveillance, vaccines with nanobots to change our DNA, eugenics, technocratic pharmaceutical hell, and constant threats. The invaders follow any whim or idea that floats by them to make money. We don't care what is promised. Our body and minds are made to heal ourselves. Our feet are planted into solid ground. We can defeat them with the guidance of the Great Peace. Those corporations called countries become big powers because they have nuclear bombs to drop on people. After World War II, a decision was made that five nations will have an atomic bomb: France, England, Russia, China, and the U.S. Then Israel, Pakistan, India, and North Korea also got the bomb. Now they want to rule the world, not because they're smart diplomats who want to bring peace for all humanity. They're cabals that want world domination with everybody licking their feet. The biggest fear is that the nuclear bombers will rule the world as a group. That's not going to happen. Only the Iroquois and the Gayanregoa, the Great Peace, can stop this madness. When we make peace, we bury the hatchet. The Ganawida went to Adodarho, the chairman of the Iroquois Confederacy, to bring peace between warring peoples. A true peace can only be created when everybody gives up their weapons. They leave them at the door and shake hands and start to talk. World peace will come when we say, "You are going to bury all your bombs." An Iroquois, Eli S. Harper, sat between Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant and got them to trust him. They felt comfortable and gave up their arms and anger. The South surrendered to the North in dignity. The Iroquois knew this was necessary to keep a real peace between them. Then they planted the tree of peace to replace the weapons. Creation will always give you what you need. The New World Order will try to control the food supply, but nature won't let that happen. The New World Order won't let anyone have anything without the mark of the beast. The number 666 on the forehead and hands means control of minds and thinking, and the hands, which signifies the work they will be forced to do for the New World Order. We don't have to submit to this. Nature will always supply our needs. We cannot cooperate with the New World Order. Watch out for that vaccine. Don't pay your phone bill. 85% of the world doesn't have phones or computers or reception anyway. Go unbanked. Save yourself. Our grandparents never drove a car, worked their 100-acre farm by hand with no electricity, no phones, no running water. They raised 10 children who had other children. There are now over 1,000 Ganyogehaga Mohawks from those two people. Our grandparents proved that the New World Order was not necessary to supply our needs. We will always find a way to survive. Let's bury fascism. It violates natural law. It's going to destroy itself. The band Muse has a song we should all be singing right now. Paranoia is in bloom. PR transmissions will resume. They'll try to push drugs and keep us all dumbed down so that we can't see the truth around. Another problem, another scene, another trapped lie to keep us trapped in greed. With all the green belts wrapped around our minds so we can never see the truth around. So come on. Nyamakoa.